You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now, here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Welcome to Breakout Radio Church, broadcasting live from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. We are not broadcasting on Facebook Live today, but we are loud and clear on bpnradio.com and TuneIn Radio. So it's time for church, everybody. It's a good day. And so Gene and I want to welcome you, all of you, to Breakout Radio Church. And we just want to remind you to tell your friends and neighbors that they want to join us today, they can do it. So it's good to be back. Gina, good to be back. We took last Sunday off to go minister to a church in Ingram, Texas, Church of the Hills, led by one of our church members, Pastor Dave Rogers, who's a member of BRC. His church and family's been going through a very difficult and challenging season. So we felt led of the Holy Spirit to go. And I want to thank Ian Kieber for preaching last Sunday, one of our spiritual sons, Ian and Allison Kieber, that did a great job. And so we're back today. Gene and I have had a very exciting week. And tell us what's happened this week, Jean.
We have. Our first granddaughter got married yesterday. So we had a wedding, and so it's been a very exciting time. And just want to welcome all of our Breakout family this morning. We're so thankful for all of you, and it's going to be a great day today.
Wow. Yeah, we got to lay hands on, participate in the wedding yesterday, and lay hands on Taylor Gentry. And Taylor has been heard on bpnradio.com for a long time. She hosts the Millennial Watch, and well, first one of our grandchildren to get married.
Yes.
Wow, it was an exciting time. And she is now Mrs. Daniel Alexander.
Taylor Jean Alexander.
Taylor Jean, yeah, but she is Mrs. Daniel Alexander.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, Taylor Jean Alexander. So we want to welcome Daniel Alexander, our newest grandson.
Yes, we do.
And
we have a new grandson.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a real tall grandson, isn't he?
6'9".
Six,
he's very tall.
Yeah. So it was a big wedding, and a lot of people came. It was a great celebration. And, well, we're excited about what God is doing in our family. So, and Gene, we're excited about what God is doing in our lives.
Yes, we are.
This is a wonderful season. And, you know, we're so thankful to be leading Breakout Radio Church. We're coming up on our second anniversary.
Yes, we are.
And to think that we have members in 40 different states and nations. Isn't that amazing?
It's exciting.
Well, it's exciting. We have a lot of pastors as well as church leaders, missionaries, evangelists that are members of Breakout Radio Church. And to think that we can stand here in our ministry center in Austin, Texas, and preach and lead a church, a worldwide church without walls. Wow, it's just awesome. Used to, for over 30 years, we traveled from church to church, from city to city, to nation to nation. And we were able to minister to primarily one congregation at a time. Now here we are being able to minister to people across America and around the world. It's amazing.
Yes, it is. We're so thankful for all of you, our members, and all of you that are joining us today.
Yeah, we are. Thankful for you, Gene. We've been together now 57 years.
We have. We just celebrated our 57th wedding anniversary.
And our 51st year of full-time ministry. Thank you for working with me, walking. There's nothing that two people who set themselves in agreement can't do. And we have done already far more than we ever dreamed we'd get to do. But here we are now being able to lead a radio church. And I know there's a lot of people that would say, well, we've never heard of a radio church. Is there any such a thing? But here we are doing it, and it's quite amazing. I'm quite excited.
Yes.
We're thankful for our team that works with us. Aliona works with us every Sunday with our broadcast, making sure we're on the air, getting everything edited for us. And all of you that are members of Breakout Radio Church, we're so thankful for those of you that give your tithes and offerings, help support Breakout Radio Church.
Yes.
And we value your support because we're not traveling to other churches very seldom, receiving honorariums. So we really trust and depend upon the members of this church. We're going to pray.
That is how our ministry is supported.
That's right.
By you, our faithful members and partners.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So we're grateful. Well, we want everyone out there that across America and around the world who is members of Breakout Radio Church, and maybe you're visiting Breakout Radio Church. And if you'd like to be a member, I will tell you how to do that in a little while. But right now we're going to pray, and then our friend Michael W. Smith is going to lead us in some praise and worship today. So Father Gene and I, we set ourselves in agreement right now in Jesus' name that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done at Breakout Radio Church. We are so very, very thankful and grateful to you. We just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just come and anoint our church service today. Anoint this service with the power of your Holy Spirit. And may you, Jesus, be exalted. May you, Lord Jesus, be high and lifted up here at BRC today as people across America and around the world join us for Breakout Radio Church. Whatever is done, may it be done for your glory. And Holy Spirit, we just ask that you lead and guide and direct this service in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well,
amen.
Let's praise and worship him today.
I want to see. light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so high.
Here we are to worship. Let's just worship him, church. Let's worship him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Lord, we just lift your name up in Jesus' name, declaring that you are our God. We are, you are our Father, and we're your sons and daughters. Lord, we just worship you today. We worship you, Lord. We honor you today. You're a holy God. You're an awesome God. And we're so thankful, oh God. We're so grateful, God, to know you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bowing at your knees, bowing at your feet, declaring that you are the one, the Savior of the world. How I love you, Jesus. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. Well, we just lift you up today. We lift you up. May you be high and lifted up this morning. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I want to give an invitation to those of you that may not know the Lord today. You've heard about this Jesus, but you've never asked him to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, cleanse you by his blood. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not come into the world to condemn the world, but through his blood, the sacrifice that he made on Calvary 2,000 years ago, that the world may come to know that Jesus loves them. Where are you going to spend eternity? Would you go to heaven today? If you died today, would you go to heaven? If the last breath in your body left your body, where would you spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. God never intended for anyone to go to hell. He paid the supreme sacrifice. If you don't know the Lord, or maybe you're far away from God, or maybe you don't have the assurance of your salvation, I want to pray for you today. For the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you say this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, there is on our new website at bpnradio.com. There's a membership link. All you do is go to bpnradio.com, click on Breakout Radio Church. Click on Breakout Radio Church. There's a membership link. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church. I've been praying for every one of you members today. I've called your name in prayer today. Call your name many, many times. I've called every one of your names in prayer today. And I'm so thankful to have the opportunity, Gene and I, to lead Breakout Radio Church. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. I have my Bible in front of me. It's all marked up and scribbled up. And I'm bonded to my Bible today. I'm bonded to this word. I love this word. I've been preaching this word since 1966. It's a great book. Since 1966, I've been preaching out of this Bible. And it's true. And I'm so thankful. I'm bonded to my Bible. I love the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to preach a while. And then we're going to pray some more. So the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, reading it out of my Bible, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I like what the Living Bible says. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. The Message Bible reads like this: trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. So I love this passage of Scripture. It's one of Gene and I's favorite passages that we have learned to depend on throughout our 51 years of full-time ministry. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. There has to be that trust factor. We must trust Him. Remember that good relationships are built on trust, confidence, belief, faith, certainty, assurance, conviction, credence, reliance, safekeeping, protection, a firm belief in His, the Lord God, Jehovah God's reliability, truth, ability, and strength. There's a confidence and a self-assurance of trusting our Creator. His name is Jehovah. That means I trust my Father God with all my heart. You know, when I tell Jean Gentry that I love her with all of my heart, that is a major statement. She likes to hear that. I love to hear it when she says that to me, because that means everything. All of my heart, my soul, my spirit, everything I have, I love you with all of my heart. And we must say that to God: God, I love you with all of my heart. And as a result of me loving God with all my heart, I trust Him with all of my heart. When I was a boy, I did not lay awake at night in my bed wondering if I was going to have any food to eat the next day, any clothes to wear today, that I would have someone to help me get ready for school. That was not in my mind, because I trusted my dad, O.C. Gentry. I believed that he was going to provide for me, that he was going to keep me and protect me safe through the night, and he was going to watch for me and help me make those decisions that I needed to help him make growing and maturing as a young man. And that is the same way that we must trust Father God. We must trust Him to know that He's going to take care of us. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. He said, I once was young, now I'm an old man, yet I've never seen this. There's something I've never seen. God's children forsaken or begging bread. How does that happen? Because there is a trust factor. Gene and I have been married for 57 years, and I believe we have a good marriage because we trust each other. We have built a trust factor over the years. And, you know, when we were first married, we had to look at people that had been married for a while and see if they could trust each other. We looked at them and to make sure it was okay. I just want to say to those of you that may have not been serving God very long, and maybe there's so many questions which we can have, I just want to tell you, after all of these years of knowing Jesus, over 60 years I've been a Christian, and I can tell you that it pays to trust God, but you must trust Him with all of your heart, and you must remember that when you trust Him with all of your heart, you cannot lean to your own understanding, because there's going to be so many questions in life, so many things that we will not understand. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean to your own understanding, because your mind cannot comprehend all the things that are going on in life. Why, God, and how did this happen? How can that be? You know, we just have to trust Him. We do not lean on our own understanding. And the way that we do that is that we keep acknowledging Him. God, You are my Father. You are Jehovah God. You are Jehovah God. You're Jehovah Sitkanu, my righteousness. You're Jehovah Makedesh, my sanctification. You're Jehovah Shammah, my presence. You are Jehovah Shalom, my peace. You're Jehovah Jireh, my provider. You're Jehovah Rapha, my healer. You're Jehovah Rohi, my shepherd. You are Jehovah Nisi, my victory, my banner, my rear guard. You are my Father God. Your name is Jehovah. I know there are many gods in this world, but there's only one true God, and his name is Jehovah. Jehovah, he is Father God. He is our daddy. He is the creator in the of the universe. Before time began, he was there. And he continues to rule from heaven. And he is the ruler of this earth. And there are things that are happening on this earth because of a sin nature on this earth that we do not understand. We don't have all the questions for. But we keep acknowledging that he is our Father, he is our God, and God, we trust you with all of our hearts. We will not lean to our own understanding, our own mind, our own mental capacity does not have the knowledge to understand how Father God the Creator, how everything functions and operates on this earth. But we know that he is going to direct our paths. The eyes of the Lord upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry, their prayers. And he is directing us step by step, holding our right hand. That's why we cannot be wise in our own eyes. That's why we have to fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's why we cannot depend on our own understanding. He's going to show us the path to take. We don't try to figure out everything on our own. We just keep listening for God's voice in everything we do, everywhere we go, because he is the one that's going to keep us on track. We trust in him. So how do we learn to trust God with all of our hearts? We trust him because we have built a relationship with him that is built on confidence, belief, faith, certainty, assurance, conviction, credence, reliance of his protection, his reliability, his truth, ability, and strength, a self-assurance that he's going to take care of us. And he is watching over us. And when we don't have the answer to all of our life questions, when we don't understand why this happened to us, what is taking place, we will simply say, Lord, I trust you. I don't understand it, but I trust you. And, there's some things our natural mind cannot comprehend, especially things that enter into my life space that I don't have an answer for. And more, even as a minister, a pastor, and even, it's very disturbing when I can't give others an answer to life as well. Last week, as I said a few minutes ago, Gene and I were not here at church because we went to a church in South Texas near Kerrville, Texas, to minister for a pastor and his wife in a church that needed us there at Church of the Hills in Ingram, Texas. The pastor is Dave Rogers, who, by the way, is a member of Breakout Radio Church. We have several pastors who lead a church, pastor a church, but I'm their pastor. They're members of this church as well. So he said to me, Pastor Dave, would you please come? And so Gene and I felt like we should. We left the church in capable hands. We went there and ministered to the congregation. And after the service, we went to the hospital to visit Dave Rogers' wife, Anita, who has been suffering from cancer for several years. But her condition has worsened during the past several weeks as a result of radiation that has come up into her esophagus, been eating away at her esophagus, and now she is unable to eat, drink, talk, sing. She has a beautiful singing voice. And when we went to visit her at the hospital, we went into there in a private room where we prayed with her. Anita could not talk to us because her voice is gone, so she had to communicate with her by chalkboard. We prayed with her. She said, I want to eat again. I want to drink again. I want to talk again. I want to sing again. And she's being fed with a tube that goes to her stomach because she cannot take anything into her mouth. And Jean and I went away from the hospital with just a sense of thanksgiving. Things may be wrong in life, but I can eat, I can drink, I can sing, I can talk, I can hear, I can see. And so many times we overlook the very simple things of life, and we are prone to complain about everything that does not go our way, my way, when there are so many, many people that are struggling in life. Some cannot even drink water. I mean, for 7 days before she got the tube put in her stomach, she could not even take one drink of water. Can you imagine not being able to even have one drink, one drop of water in 7 days? So we prayed for her. And, we just went away with question marks. Here's a faithful woman, a very kind and gentle spirit, a loving wife, a loving mother, helping her husband pastor a church, lead a church for the past several years with children and grandchildren, and yet in this condition, when so many people that are not serving God and they're just out there doing everything they want to do, ungodly things, while a woman of God lies in a hospital and unable to eat, drink, talk, sing, has to communicate with a chalkboard, and saying, our lives revolve so much around a meal, and I cannot gather around and participate in that. So we prayed for her, and she has faith for her healing, even though the diagnosis and prognosis is not good. She has faith that she will be healed, and we joined our faith with her faith. But, we went away with questions. Why? I mean, a godly woman like this who loves God, serves God, is a godly example, is very kind and gentle and serving. The last time I was there to minister at the church, she was there after the service, serving food to the leaders and always cheerful and always helping. Why her? Chris Christopherson, he wrote the song, "Why Me, Lord? What Have I Ever Done?" And that question appears to so many, many people. And sometimes we just don't have answers. My brother-in-law, I grew up without a brother. My sister was 10 years older than me, so she married young, and so I grew up without any siblings. Most of the time I had to play by myself because I didn't have any siblings at home. So not having a brother, I adopted my brother-in-law is my brother. His name was Robert Berry. And Gene and I got word one day, a phone call came, that my brother-in-law had died suddenly. He was only 36 years old. He was he lifted weights. He worked out. He kept his weight down. He was a specimen of good health, and I couldn't believe it. He'd had a heart attack and died suddenly, just like that. And they brought the news to my sister and my little nephew, who was about 12 years old, my little niece, about 10 years old. He was gone. And when I looked down at his face in the coffin, it was surreal. My brother-in-law, 36 years, my only brother, was gone. And I sought for answers. Why, God? How could this be? He was a deacon in the Assemblies of God Church. He loved his wife. He loved his children. He was faithful on his job. He'd been at that job with Halliburton Oil Company since he was 18. He was a very diligent man, a very trustworthy man. He was a man of his word. He was a man of character. How could this be? When I looked down at his face in the coffin, I searched for answers, but I could not find one. And I thought, one day I will have an answer to what happened to my brother, Robert Berry, the only brother that I had in my life. One day I'll have an answer, but now, over 50 years later, I still don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. And I realize that there are some things in life that we do not have an answer for. we cannot comprehend. So I won't dwell on those things that I don't know. Job, he began to speak. His life, the Bible says his life turned around when he began to speak what he knew. I mean, Job suffered, I guess, more than any man has ever suffered with the exception of Jesus. And in the natural, it would have been more than a person could stand. In fact, Job's wife, she advised him, curse God and die. Don't keep living like this. But his words exposed his trust. Listen to these words that Job spoke. He said in Job 19 and 25, he said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And when Job quit speaking what he didn't know and began to speak what he did know, his life turned around. And that's why that if we will continue to speak what we know and not declare what we don't know, what we don't know will not matter that much. So I will not major as a Christian, as a son of God, I will not major in what I don't know. There are so many things I don't know about life. Some things I don't understand and I can't comprehend without with my natural mind. Gene and I have led several churches and before Breakout Radio Church, and people have come to me and said, why? How could this happen? And I searched my heart, and I would have to say, I don't know. When I first entered the ministry, I thought I had to have an answer. I thought I had to have an answer for every question, because I was a pastor. I should have the answer. But I soon learned that I could not find the answer. Could not find the answer. So I would just have to go to scriptures, and I would read scriptures from the book of Psalms. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord he has proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trustful on my mother's breast. Oh my God, I trust you. Let not me be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. So I had to go to the Word, and I had to read the Word, which is so precious. That's why the pages are tattered and worn, and all these scriptures have been underlined and circled and marked, because I trust him and I must trust in his word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so in the beginning was the word. I must trust in the word. I must go here for answers or solutions or comfort or strength. And when I do, then I begin to realize that there are some things that I know. There's other things I don't know. I'm still searching. I'm searching the scriptures. But I realize there's some things I still don't know. So I will focus on what I do know. I know that Jesus loves me. Someone asked Billy Graham, you know, his favorite song. He said, Jesus loves me, this I know. And someone said, oh, the favorite part of that song is Jesus loves me. He said, no, the part that says this I know is my favorite part. And there's so many people that they get sidetracked. They lose their faith because their faith is in their faith. And they can't comprehend why it happened. How could this happen? You know, we have two very faithful members of Breakout Radio Church, Matthew and Tammy Logan. They live in West Texas, and faithful members from the very beginning of Breakout Radio Church. Two weeks ago, yesterday, their two little grandsons, 12 and 8, Logan and Colton, were hit by a car going over 50 miles an hour in South Alabama. Now, they should have been killed instantly. I mean, two little boys ran out in front of a car, hit them, and they're still in the hospital. They're critical. They're in intensive care. It's a day-by-day battle, but they're still in the hospital. And so I know that Matthew and Tammy and their daughter and their son-in-law have had to trust God for the very life of their two grandsons, Logan and Colton, which we pray for right now, and pray for their healing and speaking life over them in Jesus' name. And so, you know, we pray protection over our family. Then how could an accident happen like this? Because accidents do happen. You know, I was in London, England one time, and I almost stepped out into the front of a big bus moving fast. I had to take one step back, and the bus went whizzing back. I could have lost my life there. It would have not been God's fault, but it would have been an accident. There are accidents that things happen in life that we can't explain. And there are some things we can explain, but sometimes we focus on those things that we do not know. We cannot understand it. You know, when Gene and I were pastoring a church in Rush Springs, Oklahoma, years ago, we had a bus ministry, and we brought in all of these children on buses, and we had five or six buses, and we would load those, fill those buses on Sunday, and we would fill those buses, and we would bring those kids to church because, you know, we love the children. And we wanted to, most of them did not have parents that went to church. And so we wanted to teach the word. And so we would have bus meetings on a Wednesday night. I remember we had a bus meeting. We had a couple in the church in their early 20s, Michael and Kathy. And they had a little boy whose name was Michael Ray. He was about 4 years old. And so I remember it was a Wednesday night. We had the bus meeting. And after the bus meeting was over, the last people to leave that night on that Wednesday night was Michael and Kathy and their little four-year-old son, Michael Ray. And they said to Gene and I, Pastor, would you and Gene please come to our home on Friday night for a meal and spend some time with us? And Gene and I looked at each other and said, yeah, we'd be happy to come. They lived out in the country in a mobile home. And Michael Ray, he said to me, Pastor, would you please come tonight? Would you come tonight to my home? I said, Michael Ray, we can't come tonight. It's already getting late, but Friday night. We'll be there Friday night. He said, okay. And so we said, we'll see you Friday night. We went home, went to bed. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I get a phone call. And it's one of our church members, and he said, Pastor, I got some bad news. You need to go out to Michael and Kathy's home because their mobile home is on fire, and the fire trucks have gone there. And so it was like, I can't believe this is happening. I was just with them 4 or 5 hours ago. And so I dressed quickly, and I went out into the country. And I could see, before I ever arrived at their location, that their mobile home was on fire. It was completely engulfed in flames. People were gathered around. The firemen were there. And I rushed there, and I said, what's happening? What's happening? They said, well, Kathy and Michael, they got out of the trailer. Then they realized, oh, we did not get Michael Ray. And Michael went back into the mobile home to get his son, and both of them perished. He said, Michael and Michael Ray are dead. I said, where's Kathy? They said, well, she's in the house next door. I could not believe. It was like I was sleepwalking to believe that this young man and his little boy were gone. I mean, I just prayed with him just a few hours before, and I went to the house next door where Kathy was at, young lady in her 20s. Her husband was gone. Her little boy was gone, and I tried to sit down, and I did the best I could to comfort her and pray for her, but I could not understand. And the church was full when I preached the funeral, and there was Kathy, but Michael and Michael Ray, they were not there. Oh, God, what do I say? I've got to have some answers. The only answer I could give, we must trust the Lord with all of our hearts. We cannot lean to our own understanding in all of our ways. We just keep acknowledging Him. And so that's been quite a few years now. And when people ask me about that event that happened near Rush Springs, Oklahoma, I still don't understand how that could be. How that could be, why they did not get out, how could they not get out, how could they not be protected? And the questions go on, and if you allow yourself to be consumed with questions more than answers, you will become troubled, and you will be at risk of losing your faith. How could a God, the loving God, allow that to happen? All these questions can consume you, church, until your faith begins to diminish. You cannot lose your faith. He said, "Will I find faith when I come back to this earth?" And so there comes times that we cannot find an answer. There are times that we do not have an answer. And when we do not have an answer, when we cannot find an answer, what do we do? What do we do? We continue to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. We will not lean to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we just will keep acknowledging Him as He directs our paths. Some people said, "Well, I prayed, and I was assured that my loved one was going to be healed, but he died, she died, and didn't get healed." Oh, I beg the difference. You must understand that some people get healed on earth, and some people get healed in heaven. But the Bible said to be absent from the body is to be with the Lord. The minute that our breath leaves our body, we're immediately with the Lord. So some people get healed on earth, and some people get healed in heaven. And things that happen in life we cannot comprehend. But we come to a place today that we must say, "Lord, I don't have an answer. I don't know why I lost my job. I don't know why my wife left me with these children. I don't know why I'm in pain these days. I don't know why I'm not been healed. I've applied scriptures, and yet all of these things are going on. What do we do?" We just have to go back to the Word. "I will trust you, Lord, with all of my heart. I will not lean to my own understanding. In all of my ways, I will acknowledge you as you direct my paths. I won't be wise in my own eyes, but I'll fear the Lord and depart from evil." The evil of questioning everything that happens in my life and not receiving an answer and becoming bitter instead of better. Let me pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for people that are attending Breakout Radio Church today. Ask, oh God, that you minister peace to them, those who are very troubled because they don't know why. God, why did you let her die? Why did you not heal him? God, why did I lose my job? God, why did that happen? How could it be? We don't. Some things we have an answer for, but some things we don't. And when we don't, we must lean upon the uncompromising Word of God. Lord, I trust you today. I trust you with all of my heart, and I will not lean to my own understanding. In all of my ways, I will acknowledge you, because I've got to go on in life now. I can't turn aside waiting for an answer. I've got to keep trusting. I've got to keep moving forward in life, because life is continuing on, and I don't want to just live life. God, I don't want to just go through life, God. I want to live life, because you came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, there's a time to weep, but there's a time to go on with life and rejoice. And it's very difficult if we do not put our trust and confidence in Him. So I pray for those of you that are struggling in life. In Jesus' name, you're going through difficult times that you do not understand, that you cannot comprehend. Ask the Holy Ghost to come and minister to you right now. In Jesus' name. And can you say, "Lord, I trust you"? Would you just say these words? "Lord, I trust you with all of my heart. I will not. I have a choice to make. I will not lean to my own understanding. I will not lean to my own comprehension, but I will walk with you and I will trust you with all of my heart. In Jesus' name. And I pray for those of you that are still grieving, those of you that are still struggling, those of you that say, I can't go on in life until I get this resolved. I pray for resolution right now. Pray that for resolution. I pray that things will get resolved in your heart, your spirit, not your mind, because your mind cannot understand, but your spirit. And I speak peace, Jehovah Shalom, to your peace here at Breakout Radio Church. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We trust you. And we know that this life is only temporary, but eternal life is going to be forever and ever. Help us not to waste our sorrows, but celebrate what we know and lay aside things that we don't know. Now, the following passage, the addendum to that passage on chapter 3 of Proverbs that I read says this, beginning with verse number 9. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Honor the Lord with your possessions, that's all that you have, and with the first fruits of all of your increase. What is the first fruits? It's your tithe, the 10%. You know what Gene and I have learned to do since we were married 57 years ago? The first 10% of our earnings goes to God. Goes to God. Goes to our church, where we receive our spiritual food. And we've learned to live on the other 90%. Of course, we probably give 20 or 25% of our income every year, sometimes more. And what is the result of that? After 57 years of marriage, we have never, and I'm not bragging on myself, but I'm boasting on God, we have never missed a car payment or a house payment or a rent payment or a lease payment. And we have no guaranteed income. Even now, at our age, we have no Social Security. We have no guaranteed income. We've invested most everything we have in the gospel. And somebody said, is that very wise? Well, I believe it is good to save, but it seems like when we get some money saved, then a need comes, and the Lord says, why don't you invest in that? So we've invested in the kingdom. But we've learned that we are to honor God with all of our possessions. We absolutely own nothing. We're just stewards of it. We've given away cars. We gave away a home. We've given so much. We very seldom ever sell anything because we know that the value of the gift is greater than the value of the sale. And so we just give. If we have some furniture, we give it away. If we have a car, we give it away. And so that is what we do. We live with the gospel, preach the gospel, live with the gospel. But it all starts with honoring the Lord with everything we have, and then with the first 10% of our income. I want to give you an opportunity to give right now, to give your tithes and give your contributions. And, you know, if you want to use your PayPal credit card or debit card, you can go right now. You won't get the broadcast, but you can click back home when you get through. But on your website, on our website, bpnradio.com, or Breakout Radio Church, there's a donate button right at the top. You can click on that, use your PayPal credit card or debit card. And if you want to go there right now, you can do that. If you're getting ready to make out a check, you make your check to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Make your check payable to Breakout Ministries. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Father, Gene and I pray right now for those people that are giving their tithes and contributions to Breakout Radio Church. If you attend another church, you give your tithe there. But if Breakout Radio Church is your church and Dale and Gene Gentry are your pastors, then you need to give your tithes, make a contribution. Honor the Lord with the substance and the first fruits. The first fruits, of course, would be your 10% in all that you do. Make your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. And we bless you right now as you give. We bless the people, don't we, Gene?
Yes, we do. We pray blessings on all of you and your faithfulness.
Yes, we do. We've learned to trust Him, haven't we, Gene?
Yes, we have. We trust in God.
Yeah, and we trust Him with our finances.
Yes, we do.
And if we don't give our tithes and offerings, we're saying, God, we don't trust You with all of our income.
That's right.
So that first 10% belongs to Him. Thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for giving. We bless You. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, just go to bpnradio.com and click on Breakout Radio Church. And then there's a membership link. You fill that out. You can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. I want to welcome some new members. Barbara from Eunice, Louisiana. Brian and Shirley from Kodak, Tennessee. Jennifer from Bradenburg, Kentucky. Olga from El Paso, Texas. Wayne from Washington, D.C. And we've had some other new members. Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm holding all of you members' names in our hands. Gene and I both have our hands on your names.
Yes, and we pray for you every day.
We bless you right now.
Yes, we do.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen and amen. Well, have a wonderful day. Thanks for coming to Breakout Radio Church.
Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed
day. We love you.
We love you with all of our hearts. And remember, church at 10 a.m., 8 p.m. tonight, as well as 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. every weekday. Have a wonderful day.